having been in the military, you have these expectations. And when you have people in this profession that you notice and you see their level of professionalism, you want to be like them.
Welcome to Speaking Insurance, a weekly podcast where we talk with successful insurance and risk management professionals to gain some insight into their success and to talk about the topics that are relevant to you. This is Speaking Insurance. Nelson Diaz is a webinar coordinator with the National Alliance, providing technical support and helping participants with course questions. In his role, he organizes and coordinates with faculty course material and webinar presentations. He served 6 years honorably in the United States Army and currently holds a CISR designation. He is now working towards his CISR Elite. Nelson graduated from the Disabled Veterans Insurance Careers Program in January.
So Nelson, you're a prior service member, now having taken the DVIC program, and now you work as a part of getting your designation. Start from the beginning. What did you do in the military, and how did that lead you to this type of career path?
Well, in the military, I was stationed in Fort Stewart, Georgia. I was part of 3rd ID Infantry, Mechanized Infantry Division. I was a 92 Yankee, which is a unit supply specialist. And we deployed in 2005 to Baghdad, Iraq. Upon completing my mission there, I decided to go back home and pursue my college degree and studies. But because of certain political issues in Puerto Rico, I was not able to do that, and I had to go to Florida. I was in Florida for 4 years going for my digital design and graphics bachelor's degree. And while I was finishing, I met Mr. Gary Bryant, and that's when I was introduced to the DVIC program.
All right, well, let's talk a little bit about your transition out of the military. Were you honorably discharged, and was it a good separation from the Army?
Yes, it was, actually. From active duty, I went straight into the reserves, and I was stationed at Fort Buchanan, Puerto Rico. And while I was there, I became part of a drill sergeant unit, basically. So we were going from Fort Buchanan, Puerto Rico, back to the U.S., and we were there training soldiers in basic training. So I also got to see the other side of the military where the training takes place.
And you yourself was a drill sergeant?
No, I was. I was just basically support for the company, still as a supply and logistics person.
Basically, you were surrounded by the brand new recruits into the military versus someone like you that was, you know, pretty much a combat veteran.
Yes.
How was that being around people that are brand new in the Army that really have no idea to know anything about that?
Well, for me, it was fun to watch because when I was already back home in Puerto Rico, I was in that transition period. But at the same time, when I flew over back to the U.S. with my unit, I got to see how those fresh soldiers were being trained and that whole process that I also went through. And that was, it was really interesting. I also had the opportunity to train several soldiers as well and some training exercises we were doing. These in this particular time were officers that were getting ready to graduate, and we were also part of the training process for them.
So these were cadets that were going to like...
Exactly.
The academy. That's always strange because you're basically dealing with people that are not active duty currently. They have no rank, but one day they will outrank you.
Exactly.
So what's that like talking to people, you know, that you will have to call sir one day?
It was, it was different, but at the same time, we understand that we're all there to learn, and that just because that person is a lower enlisted and you outrank the other person doesn't mean that you're going to know everything that there is. So it's, you know, you learn from the other person, but at the same time, I was able to learn from those cadets as well. So it was a great experience, nevertheless.
You had touched on some sort of political issues back at home in Puerto Rico that kind of put some sort of barriers in place for you to be able to, you know, proceed with your college and whatnot. We'll talk a little bit about that, if you wouldn't mind.
Well, to be quite honest, I really don't know what the issue was. I don't know if it was because of I was going to this school in particular, but basically while I was there, I wasn't able to receive my entire Montgomery GI Bill benefits. So I was basically looking at either getting half of what I was supposed to get or just basically leaving or not pursuing my degree. And I had to make a decision, and that's when I decided to leave Puerto Rico and go to Florida.
And at Florida, what university did you attend?
I went to Hodges University.
Hodges. Tell us a little bit about that. Specifically, the transition from the Army environment to the college environment.
It was definitely very different from like your civilian transition from the military. In a way, you still incorporate some of the things you learn in the military, where it's you have that discipline and that determination. That played a big role in being able to pursue my degree and finish it. Because when I moved to Florida, all my family was still back home in Puerto Rico. So it was basically just me there, and it was starting from the ground up. And it was definitely a learning experience. The transition was not easy at all, but with the tools I received from the military, I think that helped me just be able to overcome those obstacles that I encountered throughout those 4 years of being there.
And what was your course of study while you were in college?
I was going for my bachelor's in digital design and graphics.
So you wanted to either work for some sort of marketing type firm and or company to be able to create graphics and whatnot.
Exactly. Either that or just do it on my own as a business.
And obviously your life took a bit of a detour.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that, leaving that behind and, you know, having a new opportunity in your life.
Well, I mean, everything happens for a reason. So when I saw this opportunity, I really didn't know what I was getting into, because you always have this perception of what insurance is. And I was like, well, you know, let's give it a try and see where it goes from there. But it was a great opportunity. It was hard work. Like I said, I was finishing my bachelor's during that time. And at the same time, I was starting this new career, which I didn't know was going to be a career, but basically this job at the moment where I was being trained. And it was very challenging, but the reward, now that I look back, I have this reward now, it was great.
So tell us, how did you first hear about this DVIC program?
Well, I was in school, and I told the career counselor, hey, if you find any jobs that are related to graphic design or for veterans, whatever it is, just let me know. Just shoot me an email, and, you know, I'll check it out. And basically, she sent me this email talking about DVIC. And I said, well, you know what? Let me, you know, call the number and see what they're all about. Because anything that's related to veterans, whether it's helping veterans or volunteering for veterans, whatever it is, that's really one of the things that I like the most, is giving back to the veterans and helping other fellow comrades. So when I saw this, I was like, well, let me find what this is all about. And that's when I met Mr. Gary Bryant, and basically everything just took off from there.
So you enrolled into the program.
Yes.
And eventually you were able to get your designations.
Yes, I did.
Tell us a little bit about that, the studying, the taking the tests, the getting to hear. Coming from the military environment, did that help you or kind of hinder you a little bit with regards to getting those designations?
It definitely helped. It was very challenging. Like I said, I mean, it's not easy, but when there's a will, there's a way. And DVIC being able to partnership with the National Alliance is a great combination, because not only do you have Mr. Bryan there, who's been in the military, who's a retired lieutenant colonel, who's also someone that's there to help you and motivate you, but you also have these other members of the National Alliance, like Beverly Messer and Tracy Petrie, and they're there to also guide you through this process. And when you combine those two, I mean, the sky's the limit. And for someone like me, I was finishing my bachelor's, it wasn't easy at all. So being able to have them there coaching me and just basically telling me, you know, let's focus one step at a time. This is what we need to do. This is your next step. That really helped me to get through it all and be able to say, I earned my designation. And that is a great feeling.
And you completed the program and you had a graduation.
Yes.
And how was the graduation? Did you feel kind of vindicated that you were able to accomplish this, and it felt real good? I mean,
oh, definitely. It was a relief, because I mean, you're not being pressured, but having been in the military, you have these expectations. And when you have people in this profession that you notice and you see their level of professionalism, you want to be like them. You want to get to that level. So you start demanding more of yourself and what you do. And basically when we graduated, it was really a great feeling, because the tests are not easy. You do have to study. You do have to read a lot. And it's insurance. It's learning a different language. It's a different world. But it's very interesting, and it's something that you honestly need nowadays, because it's around you. In one way or another, it's going to affect you directly or indirectly. And it's better to be prepared and understand it, and that way be better off.
So what's it like going from being a student of the class to now being kind of a master? You're out there selling this program. Mm-hmm. You know, what's that like to have gone from the classroom to the real world, actually help out others that are looking to get into the insurance game along the way?
Well, I'm not a master yet, but it is great to be able to see like the behind the scenes of it all, and now be able to be here in the Alliance and see how everybody works together towards this common goal, and how everything is done, like the entire process. And I find it very interesting. I never would have thought I would be behind one of the webinars, listening to the presenters and the ECs at consultants. I never thought I would be there. But it's great to kind of hear and see these students, and it reminds you of, wow, I was there as well, you know, and now I'm here. And I had an opportunity to see one of the classes, and I told them, like, it's not going to be easy, but it's doable. As long as you focus and you're determined to accomplish this, you will be able to do it, and you'll see the rewards, you know, the fruit of your labor.
So what do you think it is about insurance that attracts veterans like yourself? I mean, veterans like yourself that want to, you know, do something post-military, want to get into a really good career field, you know, why insurance for you personally?
Well, honestly, there's money to be made. I don't know anybody that does not like money and that does not want money, to be honest. That is one of the things that motivated me the most. The second thing is you're dealing with real life scenarios and situations that can affect your family or can affect your friends, or they can affect you. Also, the other thing that really caught my attention that I did not know at the time, but I started understanding as I went through the program, is that the essence of the insurance industry is to help people. Regardless of the money that's there to be made, that's a bonus. But the reality is, this is set in place to really help people and protect people from life's events and things that can happen. And if you're prepared, you're able to survive. And I think when I understood that, that's what really helped me appreciate this and get through it and really learn about the whole program and the insurance field.
And in the next several years, we're looking at somewhere between 400,000 job openings for this, because people are either retiring or getting out of the game, and we need people to get into the insurance business. What would you want to say to those veterans that are kind of, I don't know, they're right there, could be tipped into going into insurance? What would you say to them to kind of put them over the top? You know, give me your best sell point for a vet to come to the insurance industry.
Best selling point, I think if you want to help people, this is definitely the career you want. And I think that a lot of people have this misconception about what an insurance agent is, and they pretty much compare them to the used car salesman. And you cannot say there aren't agents out there like that. But if we have a group of retired veterans or transitioning veterans or ex-military members coming into the force, into this field, and making a difference, then that's really going to shift everything in a different direction, and people will be able to understand, like, wow, I have a great insurance agent who's a veteran who has helped me out through the process of insuring my home, my car, whatever it is, and knowing that that person was there also sacrificing his life for your freedom and for your safety, that makes you feel good and safe, and you can rest assured at night that everything's going to be okay.
My final question is do you miss the military, or have you kind of come to terms with the fact that this is a new chapter of your life? Because, you know, once you're a soldier, you're always a soldier.
I mean, yes, true. I do miss the military. The one thing I do really miss about the military is the camaraderie between all the soldiers in that unit. That is the biggest thing that you can take with you and that I'll always miss. But also, part of being in the program, being in the DVIC program, and now here in the National Alliance, I've also met other great ex-military members, and you still have that feeling of camaraderie as well. So it's a great feeling, and I wouldn't change it for anything in the world. So I think this opportunity has been a blessing, and I really do hope that people take this opportunity that's given to them and roll with it and make it the best that they can, because it's a great opportunity that's really going to accelerate your life and take you to a whole nother place in life, a whole nother chapter.
To find out more about the Disabled Veterans Insurance Careers Program, visit the DVIC website at dvic.us. If you have any thoughts about today's podcast, visit the National Alliance on LinkedIn and leave us a comment. This is Speaking Insurance.